like I said, I think we're going head first into it. Like when COVID happened, you know, everybody started setting up Zoom calls, and we set up Zoom calls with our entire network, but we did it for the entire network. And we weren't afraid to get on there and say, we don't actually know exactly what we're going to do and how this is going to happen and how this is going to play out. We have, we love to lead by calm, especially through COVID. And now we have a great general counsel, Alex Mihai, Mike Clear is our CFO, COO, calm, super calm people. And so we've gotten on Zoom calls with our entire network again the last couple of weeks, just to give them all the information that we have about the commissions and the settlements and all of those things. And one of the first things we always say is, we don't know. We don't know always how this is going to play out, but we're going to do this with you every day, every week. We're here with you. So calm. You have to practice calm, Clayton, in this kind of market, right?
And we're back for another episode of Powerhouse. I'm Clayton Collins, CEO at HousingWire, and your host for this amazing podcast. Our guest today is Corey Vasquez. Corey is the co-president and chief marketing officer at Realty One Group. This is a really cool conversation because Corey gives us a glimpse into the title co-president. So they're actually going through a leadership transition right now at Realty One. And Corey talks a lot about best practices in leadership transitions. She also talks about her unique background in marketing and communications and how that fits into the world of leading a real estate brokerage at this really unique time when the industry is going through challenges, commission lawsuit settlement, a lot of things going on. Corey's communication background plays a really important role and how this business is thriving. We just dropped our Real Trends verified brokerage data for 2023, and we talked through some of the performance stats for Realty One at the corporate-owned franchise level, also across their other 400 locations. And close to 10% of Realty One's locations made Real Trends verified brokerage rankings, and we talk about that. So thrilled to have this conversation with Corey. Really unique insights and really well-timed for where we are in this market as we enter the second quarter of 2024. I hope you enjoy this conversation with Corey Vasquez, co-president and CMO at Realty One Group. All right, we're back for another episode of Powerhouse. And Corey, thrilled to have you today. But as I read your bio and I saw 20-year communications veteran, born talking, I'm like, oh, wow, this might be a tough one. I'm going to have to like keep this on the tracks to stay into like a 30-minute time frame.
Yeah. I think my mom said that about me, born talking. That's
fine. Oh, okay. So your mom got some contribution to the bio. I like it. I like it. Born talking, but patiently learned the art of listening. It's a good bio. All right. But let's jump into the meat of the conversation. So Corey, in prep for today, I was going through some of the Real Trends broker rankings, and Realty One is a phenomenal business. So I'm excited to like dig into some of the data, but also have you tell us kind of about the scale that the group has. So there's the company owned franchise, which is the 16th largest brokerage by size in Real Trends. But that's just a small part of the overall picture. So the company owned Realty One Group did over 20,000 sides, over 8 billion in volume, 16th national ranking, but that's just a sliver of the overall pie. So give us a glimpse into overall Realty One Group.
Yeah. So we have those corporate owned offices primarily in Nevada and Arizona. But now we've gone global. So we've experienced tremendous growth in the last 3-4 years. And it's been amazing. It's mostly organic growth. It's word of mouth. It's, people are attracted to the culture, the business model, obviously, the fun that we have, the uniqueness of the brand. And so they're coming to us, which has been great. So now we're in we have 400 locations, throughout the US, and then we are in 20 countries now, which has been
400 locations. Wow. And then 39 of those locations made the Real Trends brokerage ranking. So it's pretty phenomenal that like close to 10% of overall locations are kind of batting at that top 1% level that we focus on at Real Trends. You mentioned that people are attracted to the unique culture and model. Give us a glimpse into what's unique about the culture and the business model that brings people to Realty One.
Yeah. So I think right now, I mean, key, obviously, in this market, especially, is the 100% commission model, right? And that's that was born out of Kuba Yevgenyev, who was our CEO and founder. his first year in real estate, he decided to jump into real estate after stock trading for a while. And his first year in real estate, he did 111 transactions, like unheard of, right? He's just a driver, a go-getter. And but he never saw his broker. And he's like, why am I splitting this commission? So founded the company on the 100% commission model. But beyond that, we have six C's. And one of them is really important to us is our culture. And it matters. I think even after COVID, we're seeing agents who want to come back into the office. They want to build relationships. They want to network. They want to experience. Yeah. They want to coach. They want to train together. And that culture has just been, we're also very deep in our community. So we have a One Cares program to give back, and agents want to be a part of that. So we see them coming to us, which is fantastic.
So in a 100% commission model, that means there has to be some type of fee structure to support the brokerage if the agent can bring home 100% of the commission. So does that type of model attract a higher producer? Like what type of agent like opts into 100% commission?
You know,
like
I
know the pros and cons, honestly, you know, there's like pros and cons for every like production level. And I'm trying to think through like, how do you paint a picture of the person who like really does well and thrives in this kind of environment?
Yeah. And you would think, I mean, I think here's the thing is, I came from a different brokerage, a different brand that wasn't 100% commission model. And they did have high producers. We're seeing high producers. We have some great luxury agents. So we have a OneLux brand. We have some great luxury agents throughout the country who just enjoy going out, working their tail off, and then bringing their commission home. And so they work with their brokers on caps and transaction fees and things like that to make sure it makes sense. But it's just an agent who really wants to keep their money. If I can answer it that way, Clayton, it's just, you know, you do the work, you put in the work, you want to keep the money.
Yeah. And so what type of, you mentioned like the founding story of like not having a lot of interaction with the broker. What are the agents at Realty One looking for from the franchise owner, the office or corporate? Like what resources are most important?
I think they want the 100% commission model, but they need the full services of it, right? And so they want the coaching and the training, and we've got a great comprehensive coaching training platform for them at any stage of their career. So we mentioned some luxury agents and agents who've been in the business for 20 years. We still have coaching and training for that level agent as we do the newer agent. The tools, we congregate all the tools into a platform. We have our own proprietary system, Zone, and all those tools that they need to just make the transaction flow and then keep the relationships going from before the transaction to well after the transaction. So marketing, tech, tools, just the full support.
Do you still have agents who opt in to like picking components of their own tech stack? Or is everybody, you said the platform's called Zone, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So does everybody participate in Zone, or is that kind of like how do you think about like the rollout of corporate tech versus like self-selected stack?
You know, I think we like to leave the window open because every agent's going to do their thing, right? So we offer this tech platform, this great, we call it the tool chest. Zone is the base of that, but we have partnerships. We're not going to build everything ourselves. We're not in the tech game. We're not out to build the perfect solutions. So we partner with other groups that will help supply those tools. We know that agents are out looking and they know, and they're smart. They're wickedly smart. So they find the tools that they love too, but we don't want them paying that additional if they don't have to. So we're trying to offer everything that we possibly can. And then if they find something they love, and a lot of times we get the recommendations from them and they come to us and they say, we love this tool. We go out and explore. And if we can make it a part of the tech stack, we will.
I feel like agents and loan originators alike kind of love and hate evaluating new tech solutions. We just launched a kind of a sub brand of Housing Wire called Vetted, where we have a team of editors who are like vetting technology solutions and making recommendations. And we go through like a full editorial process on vetting the solutions, but then we run like an affiliate business. So if an agent signs up on one of those tools, we get paid from some of the partners. So it's like it's a new model for us, but it's phenomenal. It's wild to me, like the amount of interest that like those types of like tech review sites like bring from agents and loan originators. Like they're hungry for solutions to problems, and tech is where a lot of people turn.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, Clayton, because I hate it. I actually hate it too. I hate like vetting through the partnerships, and we've got a great team that does it, which is amazing. But you're going to find some really techie agents who are very much involved in the tech platforms they use, and we hear from them all the time. They become kind of our beta testers for things, and they help us establish those partnerships. Then you find some agents who want nothing to do with it, right? Just train me to use a simple CRM, train me how to follow my leads, make sure my clients have everything they need. That's really all I want. And then we've got some that are on the marketing side. So we have a really great, diverse group of agents that make up our network.
It's and like tools are only as good as the user of the tool, the strategy for using the tool, and then integration with like the rest of the tools. So I imagine you probably have like some parts of the tech ecosystem that you have agents that love and are super productive with, and others who think it's not or terrible or not for them because they like, don't know how to use it, or it's just not part of their sales strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. The adoption of every tool is really difficult, right? Because like I said, you know, you're going to have some agents who just will never use it, never love it, never use it, which is fine. So you really have to, we watch those adoption rates. And if they start sinking or if they never get to a certain point, then we just really have to reevaluate. Was this the right tool? Are there other options? You know, do we keep it for that maybe 20%, 30% that are using it? Is it that valuable? So it's an everyday game. It's an everyday game.
Yeah. So Corey, we set up this conversation on the back end of a pretty big announcement. So you and I initially crossed paths a couple of years ago when you were CMO, Chief Marketing Officer of Realty One. You were speaking at our HousingWire annual event in 2022. And today you still carry that CMO title, but you have been elevated or you've escalated to co-president of Realty One. So congratulations on that career progress. That's an awesome announcement.
Yeah, thank you. I have a great executive leadership team. I actually have a great team at Realty One Group that supports and believes me. There is nothing like having people believe in you to make you even better than you thought you could be. So I'm excited to be there. As you know, it's a unique position in our industry where Vinnie Tracy, who's an icon in the industry, a legend in the industry, I've worked with him for a very long time. He is about to enjoy a very well-deserved retirement, as he should. And so what's unique about it, though, is we have this special transition period where we're going to co-president together. He's going to teach me all the things. Those are big shoes to fill, Clayton. So not that I'm nervous, but those are big shoes to fill. So I get this really special time with him, and he'll be around even after that, advising Realty One Group and advising me. So I'm pretty excited about that opportunity.
That's really cool. I think a lot of companies have like transition plans like that, but not as many are transparent in the transition plan. And it's not as like, maybe there's some internal transparency, if not external transparency. So it's exciting to talk about that. Have you set is there a specific timeline on the transition, or is this like we're co-presidents until we feel the time is right? Like, how are you managing that?
It's really fun. It's actually better for Vinny to tell this story, but he decided that he would retire on September 11th, which is an ominous date, I'm sure, for most. Yeah. But that was actually the date he started with Realty One Group. And so he had said, like, I'm gonna retire and phase out. And like I said, just having this 6-month period then for he and I to really work side by side is pretty awesome. So yeah, we'll have big plans, big parties for September 11th.
So you're still wearing the CMO hat. How, like, what new responsibilities or accountabilities, like, have you picked up to date in the co-presidency transition? And like, what are the areas that you like feel like you have to like focus on the most over the next 5 months before September?
Yeah, so I've got the marketing team, a small but really nimble, fantastic team. And if you've watched our brand, man, just some creative geniuses on that team. I've got the partners team, so the partners that we were talking about that help us with tech and tools and things like that. I'll be working with the sales team, which is critically important to me because marketing and sales should always absolutely go together. And so there weren't divisions necessarily before, but we were operating on marketing and we were operating on sales. Now we're going to join those two teams together. And I think that might be the interesting contribution that I have, or the unique contribution that I have to the sales team, is just that bringing the marketing and the sales funnels together and really making sure that the sales team understands how we're driving all of our fans through awareness stages all the way to the loyalty phases. So I've got a lot of work to do on that side. We have a fantastic sales team and they've been great. So they're going to help me learn to sell, which will be amazing. And then I've got a coaching side. So we're going to integrate a coaching team. We've got a great learning and coaching program, but the coaching team now is going to focus on driving some additional revenue for the company and providing coaching programs that our agents can use that they don't have to go outside of our company to get. So we're pretty excited about that too.
At HousingWire, we're obsessed with data and analytics. Without good insight, there's no shot at operational excellence or innovation. Mortgage lenders that want to thrive in today's market must have access to due diligence and valuation intel, risk management tools, and predictive analytics. And they have to cover everything from the asset to the enterprise. This is exactly what Consolidated Analytics does. If you want to make more informed decisions and optimize performance, you have to check out Consolidated Analytics. Visit consolidatedanalytics.com to start your journey toward more informed decision making. So you talked about like needing to like learn how to sell and get aligned with sales. Like what was your, what was your background that led you to Realty One? Are you coming, like, was this all marketing and comms or did you come from real estate? Like what, like how did you arrive to this point?
Yep. I have not sold a widget, a knife set. I haven't sold anything. But to be fair, I did marketing. Marketing is my background, 30 years. I was working in stock trading platforms and things like that when I came right out of college. I did a little stint. I thought I'd save the world, Clayton. So I did a little nonprofit stint in an animal shelter for 2 years as a director of development. And that actually, I will say, is my closest to selling because I really had to raise money for a large animal shelter.
Helping animals get into homes.
Right? Helping animals get into homes is a great transition there. But I've always said that if you believe in what you're doing and what you offer, you could sell anything. And I know our sales team believes that. And I see that in them every day. And so I'm really excited to go out there and try my hand at some franchise sales with the sales team.
Yeah, that's really cool background. We at Housing Wire, we've talked a lot about the importance of marketing in the C-suite in our industry, whether it's real estate, which is incredibly like marketing centric, or mortgage, where like most mortgage lenders are kind of tasked with selling the same 30-year fixed rate product, and like marketing and brand and culture and tech become such important parts of like how you differentiate because the product is really similar. So I mean, that's why at the gathering, our big event is coming up in a few weeks. We have a full marketing track. And years ago, pre-COVID, we had an event series called Engage Marketing that was just focused on marketing in the industry. And that's something we might bring back in some way in the future. But like we think marketing just sits at such an important place in housing. So I'm like particularly excited and like understand completely how your marketing and comms background is just a phenomenal asset in leading a brokerage.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just can't fake marketing these days anymore, right?
No.
Like you have to be so passionate and authentic about what you're offering. You just can't put stories and messages and ads out there anymore that don't mean anything. Like they have to resonate with your customer. And that's another everyday process. Our marketing team is constantly looking at the messaging, the visuals, the things that we're putting out and making sure that they resonate with those folks, but also that they're true to who we are. We really pride ourselves on trying to be a lifestyle brand. We're about the living, both for our agents and our buyers and our sellers and our franchise owners. So
there's like marketing at the corporate level, but like every agent and team lead and franchise owner has to be a marketer in their own right. Like, how do you like lead by example and like push that message of authenticity and lifestyle deeper into the organization?
Well, first, I think you have to have the franchise owners and the agents that believe in what you're doing too, right?
Yeah.
And so we spend a lot of time making sure that they're confident in us and that they believe in the systems and the things that we're offering. And then once they do, we give them as much of the marketing and the assets that we can. What I love about Realty One Group, it's a Realty One Group office in Boise is very different than a Realty One Group office in Tallahassee, right? And what I love about this brand is we give them the nuts and bolts of the brand and the dynamicness of it, and then we let them make it their market. One of my favorite things to do is to go into a Realty One Group office and in a different market and see how they've made it their own. And that is, to answer your question, Clayton, they pour their passion into it, they make it theirs, then they believe in it, and then they run with it. So we don't have to do a lot of pushing to get the marketing out there. They just take it and run.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. So this new co-presidency role and the transition that you're in right now, very well communicated. And like, this seems like the transition is like very thoughtful. So can you share with us some of your learnings on navigating a leadership change? And like, I started that with a compliment, but I mean, tell us what's gone well, what hasn't, what would you do different? There's a lot of, maybe it's just like the vantage point I sit at, but it feels like there's a lot of leadership transitions happening in housing right now, whether it's like founder generation to second generation in a family, or hiring new leadership, or people exiting for one reason or another. So I think everyone can learn by the transition experience you're going through in 2024.
Man, change is the word, right? Change has been the word in the last, I say, 3 or 4 years of the housing market.
Can't hide
right?
from
you
it.
You have to be good with it. And I don't love change. So I'm having to learn my entire life. And I was the kind of person, to be honest with you, Clayton, who would say too much change at one time is too much, right?
Yep.
Kuba and our executive leadership team doesn't believe that way. And I love that about them is we're going through a lot of change in the market right now. And they're like, now is the time to look at the organization and see what needs to be changed. So there were a lot of other great promotions. We sent out a press release within the company, putting people in the right positions to take advantage of the change that's happening right now. So don't sit and wait on that change and say, okay, in 6 more months, we'll look at it and see if we need to do something else. Like, we're taking the opportunity right now to restructure, change things around, make sure that we're headed in the right direction. So that's one of the things that I've learned from give people time to change. I think we need, you know, every time you go through an organizational change of some sort, you give people a lot of time to process that change and accept and get into their roles and feel good about where we're going. So that's something, but I would just say that Kuba's always surrounded himself with really thoughtful, passionate drivers, people who believe in what they're doing. And that just flows down throughout the organization. So we find our franchise owners are like that. Our team at Realty One Group, our staff, who's fantastic, are like that. But you got to be ready for change and you got to just go with it.
So we're going through a leadership change at the same time as we're navigating, you know, a pretty tough market with high interest rates, low inventory, the settlement that's stolen every headline out there for the last few months. Like, how do you think about coupling internal change with market change at the same time? Mm-hmm.
I think, like I said, I think we're going headfirst into it. Like, when COVID happened, everybody started setting up Zoom calls, and we set up Zoom calls with our entire network, but we did it for the entire network. And we weren't afraid to get on there and say, we don't actually know exactly what we're going to do and how this is going to happen and how this is going to play out. We have, we love to lead by calm, especially through COVID. And now we have a great general counsel, Alex Mihai, Mike Clear is our CFO, COO, calm, super calm people. And so we've gotten on Zoom calls with our entire network again the last couple of weeks, just to give them all the information that we have about the commissions and the settlements and all of those things. And one of the first things we always say is, we don't know. We don't know always how this is going to play out, but we're going to do this with you every day, every week. We're here with you. So calm. You have to practice calm, Clayton, in this kind of market, right?
I think you just nailed the title of the episode. Corey Vasquez, Leading with Calm. But that's an incredibly important message right now. So we posted several webinars and lots of content. And like, internally, we've been talking about clarity through chaos, but calm is a word that should be inserted in there. So how, like, not everybody's calm. Like, there's a lot of professionals in this industry whose hair is on fire, whether hopefully they're not communicating to their teams that way, but like, you see it on social, you see it in interactions with other agents and brokers in the media. Like, what's helped you lead with calm? What's helped you stay calm while so many other people are frankly acting chaotic?
And that's not to say that I'm calm throughout, right? We all have our moments where you're like, how is this going to go? I'll tell you, for me just personally, like, I'll throw some headphones in and go for a walk and take some time. And that's what I've learned for other people is we'll host these Zoom calls and you'll see the chats fill up. But what about VA loans? And what are we going to do with? And what about my market? And give them the space to process those thoughts and think through those things. And like I said, like, transparency is always everything. Answering with honesty, we don't know about VA loans, but as soon as we find out and get a lead on them, we'll talk to you guys about it. Give them the space to process it and think through it. And then you'll find that they do kind of calm. And so do I, right? The more you have some time to think through it, the calmer you can be. But I'm a headphones girl. I'm a podcaster. Eric Thomas is one of my favorites, to just get you right back in the right mindset.
That's awesome. So can you bring like some specific messaging to the calm? So it sounds like you are leading your team with information, you're giving them answers, or at least like saying like, yeah, that's an interesting question. We're going to talk through that and get to a good place together. It might not be right now, but it will be over time. Like, what is the messaging that your agents and your franchise owners needed to hear? And like, what clarity have you provided them in the last few weeks since the settlement on March 15th?
I'm gonna give it to you in two parts, and I think one is that we have the right leadership team that's plugged into the industry, right? So one of the first things that we were able to tell our network is Alex Mihai, who's our general counsel, is one of the best, I believe, in the industry. We have a great legal team behind him. He's plugged into the National Association of Realtors, so we're gonna get the answers as soon as there are answers, and I think that always helps everybody feel better. The second way I'm gonna answer this, Clayton, is we've all been on the airplane, right? And we all see the airplanes taking off next to you, and you're sitting going, why are we still sitting here? I had a pilot the other day, he jumped on and said, there's weather in Las Vegas. They're not letting us leave, but you know what? I'm going to get on the phone and I'm going to call air traffic control in Vegas and I'm going to plead with them to let us take off. And so we sat there, must have been 30 minutes, Clayton, and we didn't move, but he came back on every 10 minutes. I'm waiting. I'll let you know. And we finally didn't take off. Nobody was upset. Yep. You know, like we all understand if you're being honest and transparent and you're working with us on it, and you know that there's somebody in it with you, he wanted to get to Vegas as badly as we did. There's a calm. There's a sense of calm about that. We all got off the plane and got on another plane. So I hope that worked, Clayton. That was just my most recent analogy of like, as long as you're honest and as long as they know that we've got them, I think they'll be fine.
Love that message and a great analogy to air travel. I've been on that plane, and I've also been on the plane where they didn't talk. And there's a very different scenario. Taking that to like tactical advice, how are you communicating with your 400 locations across the globe? Like, what's your mechanism, and like, how are you staying in touch with all these people?
Yeah. So we have, what's great is we've already got some great communication channels in place. So, you know, we have a weekly email that goes out to our brokers and our agents. We always make sure that we're communicating with our brokers because we know that their agents are going to come to them, right? Yep. They're going to walk in the office door. They're part therapist, part broker. And so they're going to be the ones walking the door. So we make sure our brokers, first and foremost, have all the information that we have. And we do that, again, Zoom, coaching channels, all those channels that have already been set up. And then to our agents, we do the same thing, right? An email that goes out to them. We make sure that they know that they can count on their brokers. And then we've been doing these Zoom networking calls. And one of the most important things that we're telling them right now is, again, we'll let you know when we know, but also start now, start talking more and more about the value of what you do every day as a real estate professional. That's critically important right now, right? That transparency has to carry on to their buyers and their sellers. And it's all about the value of the real estate professional. Make sure that they are sending out the right messages to their buyers and sellers.
Excuse me. We had a Diego, our president at Housing Wire. He hosted a interview a few days ago, and one of his guests shared a stat that it was a survey that the average consumer thinks the buyer's agent does less than 20 hours of work on a total transaction. But the survey of real estate professionals actually showed that was like more than 80 hours of work. So like the consumer was discounting the effort it takes a professional to lead somebody through purchasing a home by over 75%. For me, I like heard that stat. I shared it on social. I want to go deeper into that study at a later time. But it's a massive like spotlight on that the industry has not done enough to demonstrate their value, or like at least like be the airline pilot and tell the passengers what they're doing along the way. How are you advising franchise owners and agents in the Realty One group to demonstrate value? Because you mentioned that you need to demonstrate the value, but like how do you do that? Like what is like the strategy of like making sure the work isn't underappreciated or underestimated?
Well, we're going to start at the brand level. I mean, I think as a brand, we have an obligation to make sure that we're communicating for our agents all that they do. I think our real estate professionals are exceptional at their jobs, but they just get heads down and just workhorses, right? Just doing the work and not telling the buyers what's happening. So as a brand, we're going to do blogs, we're going to do video content and things like that to start exposing all of that effort, like what goes into the commission that you're paying, in so many words. So we're going to do that from a brand level. We're going to make sure our brokers are doing that. But for our agents, it starts from the very beginning, that first meeting with the buyer. Or seller even, but just to say, like, here's the list of things that I'm going to go through and do for you. I'm not going to tell you about each stage because I want the process to seem simple to you, but this is how comprehensive it is. And then on the backside, to just say, you know, all of the negotiating, all of the paperwork, all of the everything that I did was so worth it to get you in this home. So we just have to, as an industry, as a brand, as the brokerages and the agents, we all have to do better at it, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it spurs so many thoughts for me. I keep coming back to the airline pilot scenario, like telling people what you're doing. You don't want to hear about like, oh, we just closely avoided hitting a Canadian geese and like saved your lives. You don't want to hear that, but you do want to hear like some of the details of what it takes. So, I mean, I think there's some parallels there to representing buyers of there's some stressful phone calls and interactions with lenders or listing agents that, you know, you don't need a verbatim repeat to the buyer, but the fact that that step took place is something that people should understand and probably would have helped our industry avoid some of the challenges of the last year.
Yep. Agreed. And we'll do better. I think we'll all do better.
Yep. Well, Corey, congratulations on this presidency transition. I'm so excited for the next 6 months for you, and phenomenal conversation. Leading with calm. I love it.
Yeah. You guys are doing an awesome job at HousingWire. Thank you for representing this industry so well and for involving us. I'm excited about the new roles and the new opportunities in our markets. I think the real estate market's going to do great in the next couple of years. I'm excited for it.
I'm excited as well. I think we've over centuries have determined that people prefer living underneath a roof opposed to not. And housing has a strong future ahead. We're going through the challenging times to get to a brighter future. Corey, thanks for your leadership.
Thank you.